Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right, so when you go into the camera app on your phone and it's not set on selfie mode and you want to take a picture of something other than yourself, how do you compose that picture? How do you reflect your personality in a picture of something other than you? This is something that you may not be doing very well, but Cedric Nzaka certainly is doing an unbelievable job of expressing his human experience through the means of photography. He's a humanitarian, social documentary, and a landscape photographer, and he's got a specific interest in fashion and portrait photography. He's got such a dope Instagram page. What's happening, Cedric?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Good, good, Joe. What kind of eyes do you see the world with? I mean, were you a kid that... what was your first interaction with a camera or capturing a moment in the format of a still?
That one takes me way back. Okay, cool. I remember the first time I personally got a hold of a camera. It was my mom's Kodak camera.
Is this in Kenya?
This is in Kenya.
Yeah.
That's way back before I came back to South Africa. My mom used to have a whole set of Kodak film cameras, which actually she never allowed me to get a hold of unless I was the one behind the camera taking a photo of, let's say, the family in general. And that's basically the first time I ever got a hold of a camera personally.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember that like it was yesterday? Do you feel like there was something magical about that moment? Would you have been able to predict then that a camera would become such an integral part of your human experience and your narrative?
Yes, I'd say that I actually did see it forming a very huge part of my life in the near future. Because I remember the first time she actually did let me take a photo, not just hold the camera, but take a photo. I remember it was during the Christmas holidays. It's the kind of time where all families used to come together. Then you'd go for like a family lunch at, let's say, one of your aunt's houses. So I remember before we left home, I'm from a family of four. Three older brothers. Before we left, we had our cousins over, our aunt, our nanny, of course. Then she wanted to be in the photo for the first time ever. Then I was too much of a problem. I was pestering her so much that she was like, how about you take it today? And I remember I did take the photo, but I didn't only take one photo exactly. I took like a bunch of photos until she was like, nah, it's fine. It's fine. Let's just stop there. I feel like we got the best out of it.
And now it's become, you know, such a big part of who Cedric is. You've worked with unbelievable clients at Toyota, Fiat, the South African National Road Agency. You photographed a hell of a lot of people that have been on this show. I was looking through your Instagram feed from Lulama Wolf to Twiggy Molly, who's a regular. You photograph a lot of women.
Yes. I feel like it comes with the space. When I first came to South Africa, everyday people's stories was entirely supposed to be more about documenting the regular side of Africa. Let's say the normal day-to-day life. But trying to venture also into something very different is when I discovered a space in the fashion industry that wasn't actually being documented broadly. And that's when I started taking photos. And it's very hard to take photos of guys. Not very many guys like photos. That's why even if you go on my Instagram, you'll see very few photos of me, to say the least. And ladies are more or less always ready to take photos, which made my work so easily when it comes to interaction with ladies and taking photos of ladies. And it actually grew into something more than just that, yeah.
What does it teach you? What are you learning about human beings and people from looking at them behind a lens? What does it teach you about who we are and what makes us human?
Looking at human beings behind the lens, you discover there's a very different side to everybody. Like, I know I've bumped into people who, at first, when I asked to take a photo, they were entirely against it. But it behind the lens, it goes without saying that it's a matter of you interacting with your subject, no matter how new, no matter how you don't know them. You might not know each other to that level, but it's just a matter of say hi.
Mm.
Say, you're beautiful, you look beautiful today. Or, I love your hair, I love your sunglasses. It changes so much behind the lens. When you watch that person go from very gloomy to that smile building up, it actually shows that there's so much in something as simple as a compliment. You might not know, but that compliment might actually change somebody entirely from the way they see you and the way they'll actually interact with you after that, behind that lens. Yeah.
How much of what you do is self-taught?
Everything.
Huh.
Everything. I've never stepped in a photography class. Everyday People Stories basically started, like I said, using my mom's camera. I got to South Africa. I was actually coming to study. Weird enough, I was supposed to study graphic design.
Mm.
But in the process of actually needing to go to school to study graphic design, I decided to drop out from graphic design because of financial issues. And I decided to go and get myself something that I was actually really close, had really close ties with, which was basically something that revolved around fashion and photography.
Hmm.
That's why I came up with fashion photography.
Yeah, how do those two, from your perspective, why do they work so well together, fashion and photography? What is it about, you know, those two things that complement each other so well?
Photography on its own is an element on its own, right? And fashion is something so widely spread in the whole of the world. But with fashion, there'd be so little to talk about fashion if there wasn't the other side of media, which is photography and, let's say, video. I feel like they come together because with photography, at the end of the day, before I sell you a product, which is, let's say, before I sell you that shirt, you'd want to see it. And if you can't come to the store I'm selling it at, you'd want to see it somewhere presented in a way that will make you want to buy it, which basically brings the element of photography into it. Yeah.
Well, this is what's so interesting is that, I mean, yeah, it's sometimes I'm looking at online shops and that, and some of them, the way that they just, you know, will slap a picture of a t-shirt on like a white background with no person or no context or whatever, it's it all starts to look the same. But if, I guess, they'd phrased that photo in a way that it expressed something, it would be a different story.
Yeah.
How do you work with other people when you have a vision and get them to see what it is that your vision is?
How do I work with other people? Looking at what I do so far, I do a lot of portrait photography. And if you look closely on be it my blog, be it my Instagram, all of them share the same handle. If you look at it, you'll never see an instance where I've shot in studio. It's very rarely.
Mm.
And my presentation is not like, I do like studio photography, but I prefer challenging myself in the outside world. I prefer working with light. I prefer chasing light. I prefer blending a different piece of shot with the environment around it and just seeing how I can portray it differently. Mm. You understand? And that's basically how the element of bringing in people into fashion and photography came about for me. It's the idea that I know I can do it in studio, yes, but what happens if it's out, it's raining outside?
Mm.
How will I still present the same piece of jacket for you to want to buy it as much as I would have done it on a white background in studio? You understand? So, yeah.
How do you go about figuring out how much technology to use, how many filters to apply, how much editing to do, how many apps to take it through? I mean, where do you draw the line in terms of what the picture just was when you took it versus what it is when you put it out into the world? Because some people fall into this trap of just completely changing the entire image in post-production.
Yeah.
And how do you begin to draw that line? And anyone actually that, you know, puts a picture on the internet or on Instagram, also is confronted with so many different options that the picture can look completely different to what it was supposed to. But you do lose an element of what it originally was. How do you draw that line for yourself?
First things first, with most of my work, I try to maintain an element of originality. I never want to portray my subject or whatever I'm shooting way too different from whatever it is in person. Let's say if I should, let's say Lula, I'm a wolf.
Mm.
I would never want the kind of case where somebody meets them in person and they're so confused between who they saw on my page and who they're meeting in person. Mm. And that's where I draw the line. I always want to keep at least an element of originality and reality to it. That's why if I'm editing or I'm shooting and you have a scar, that's a part of you that nobody wants to change. I might know you because of your scar. That's how I differentiate you from, let's say, your twin brother. So if I go ahead and remove that scar from your face, it already changes who you are. You understand? And that's how I work around my editing. I don't over edit. I keep my edits as simple and as clear as possible. I work around minimal filters, but I perfect my filters through time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I like about your Instagram is that sometimes you'll post like a series of three or four photos from the same shoot.
Yeah.
Is that because you can't choose which one is the best or because you want to you wanna showcase different aspects of it?
Actually, with my Instagram, I do post like that because, yeah, it's part of the reason why I can't post. You can't post everything. Like when I'm shooting, even if we're shooting in studio right now, there's different moments in studio. And if, let's say, we're here for 1 hour, I might get plus minus 1,000 images. I definitely can't post images. So it's basically difficult, but it's always an idea of, okay, cool. To me, that's my best. That's my best selection. But if I send it to somebody or if I send it to a client, you might be shocked that the client will post a different set of images compared to what you posted. So it's basically a matter of what I find was the top three.
Describe for me the best picture you have of yourself and why it's the best picture you have of yourself.
Oh, funny enough. The best picture I have of myself is the image I sent for my bio to this interview.
Yeah.
It's a silhouette.
The one in our show pop, yeah.
Yeah, it's a silhouette. It was taken by Austin Malema, who's a very close friend of mine. I remember it's my best picture because that's the one. It's my best picture because I don't let people take photos of me. It's actually a fight we have with... It's a fight we have with my girlfriend and friends. I don't allow anybody to take photos of me. And I love that photo because most people who know me closely know you'll never see me without a hat. Let's just put it out there.
Hmm.
Day, night, even if you come to my house at 11, at 12, if I'm
put awake, a hat on,
I
yeah.
have a hat.
You don't sleep with a hat on.
I don't sleep with
a hat. So just basically without the hat.
Most times, okay. Yeah. Or if you catch me very early in the morning, but I'll still have a hat either way. So I love that photo because most people who know me can tell it's me because of my little beard and my hat. Yeah. So the fact that it only shows my face structure, my hat, which is part of me that never changes, it never leaves me, and my goatee is what makes that my favorite photo of all time.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Listen, Cedric, I need from you the one piece of advice that's going to enable anyone hearing it to take a better picture next time they open their camera.
That's a tricky one. The one piece of advice that can enable anybody next who's about to take a picture get a better picture. I'd say definitely work on your lighting and environment. That determines not even 3/4 all of my images. It's not always about the product. I get a lot of questions that which camera do you use? Which lens do you use? Funny enough, I work around multiple devices, so I can't specify which is my favorite. But whatever I use on a specific day for a specific shoot is determined by the lighting I have wherever I'm going to take a photo. Okay. So before you take that selfie, girls know it best. Before you take that selfie, lighting is key. For any amazing, beautiful photo, lighting
and the
background
thing.
Environment. Yeah, excuse me.
Power. Well, listen, Cedric, thank you so much for stopping by. How do we keep up with you all day?
You can keep up with me on Everyday People Stories, which is basically my handle to all my pages, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, website. You can also catch up with me on Cedric Nzaka. That's on Facebook, Cedric_Nzaka, and soon to be CedricNzaka.com for my personal portfolio.
Power. Cedric, thank you so much for stopping by.
Awesome. It was amazing. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.